As we learned earlier, each form is represented as a row in the table below. For each form, users can see the spin number, spin name, FCC form 474 number, the form nickname, and the form status. If the form has a status of certified or processed, the certified by and certified on fields are populated with the name of the person who certified the form and the date and time of certification. Forms that are in the process of being created or awaiting certification have a status of incomplete. Users can click any of the column headers to sort the list by that field in ascending or descending order. Forms in this list can also be filtered by invoice status using the application status drop-down menu and selecting a status of incomplete, certified, processed, or cancelled. We will discuss these statuses in more detail later in this course. Users can also search for a particular invoice by typing search criteria such as the form number, form nickname, etc., directly into the Search FCC Form 474 field. Once entered, the list will be filtered to show forms that have matching or partially matching information in any of the columns. Please note invoices submitted electronically using the eSpy method will be extracted from your eSpy file upload, and the EPIC system will create an FCC Form 474 that will be included in this list, which will allow you to check status for these forms here as well. You can also view eSpy submissions under the My Forms and Requests tab by filtering the application type to eSpy file. From this view, you can access the files uploaded as a part of your eSpy submission. Let's click on the application type drop-down menu.